This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender. A new food recycling compost program is starting on Monday here on the Central Coast. You'll be able to put food waste directly into the green yard waste bins if you have them. Patty Toes from the San Luis Obispo Integrated Waste Management Authority is here to talk with us about it. Hi, Patty. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So how will this program run?
Everybody south of the grade, and that's about 50,000 people, are going to receive containers. And this little countertop container, you get it free from your hauler, you place it on your counter, scrape off your food scraps into that container. When that container's full, you take it out to your green bin, dump it in your green bin, boom, you're done. That's it. You're just taking what you were putting into your gray container or your garbage container into your green container. It's simple, it's easy, it's seamless.
Now, how did this come to be?
Well, it's really important that people understand that it is legislative driven. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we've known for years that sending your food to landfills is not a good idea. And the reason it's not a good idea is because of air pollution. When you send your food to the landfill, it causes methane gas. Methane gas is highly toxic. If we want to clean up our air, a simple way to do it is to pull out our food out of the landfill and to compost it. And then we can turn it into nutrient-rich soil, put it back into the ground, grow healthy vegetables, give our local farmers and restaurants and schools access to great soil, which means great food, which means less chemicals. I mean, it's just a full circle. You can see where I'm going with this.
Right, yeah. Methane gas in landfills around the area, is that a big problem here?
It's a huge problem globally. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of what I call the dirty little secret. We think that, you know, we throw our food away or into the garbage and it's out of sight, out of mind. But it really isn't. It does ferment. It does produce that methane gas. So that's why we need to get it out of the landfill and into some sort of composting system so that we can collect that gas and use it for beneficial electricity. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the compost is rich, nutrient-rich. It retains more water, so we don't have to use so much water in our farms and gardens. It's a great win-win all the way around.
Is there any food that can't be recycled?
Well, you know, we even take meat and bones. Mm-hmm. But what we'd like to stay away from, just because of the transportation issues, are fats and liquids. You can imagine when the garbage truck comes and compresses the weight, it like squeezes out all the liquids. You don't want to be the car going down the road behind that truck dripping liquids.
Can you explain the process of how you take this food and turn it into compost?
What we're moving towards is an anaerobic, totally self-contained digester. And what happens in that self-contained digester is that we bring in these food scraps from your green bin. For the first 14 days inside this enclosure, it ferments. That's when we collect all that methane gas and turn it into electricity, which, by the way, will serve as electricity for 600 houses in San Luis Obispo. After that 14 days, that's when we actually make that nutrient-rich compost. At the end of that process, we're sending it right back to our local farms. It's not going out of the county.
Well, great. Thanks, Patty, for coming in. Patty Toes is from the San Luis Obispo Integrated Waste Management Authority. Thanks for stopping in.
You bet.
Bree Zender, KCBX News.